News Talk 1110-993 WBT. It is the Brett Winterble Show live at the Charlotte Auto Show. We are at the Convention Center, and we are thrilled to be spending our time here today. We're looking at some amazing vehicles, and we've got so many knowledgeable people walking around here talking about all the different products that are available. It's really incredible, and when you consider how much time you can save, because you come in here, you look at these vehicles, you've got all of the information like you'd expect at a dealership, and you've got all of the models and the makes all in one location. It's absolutely fantastic, and I'm so happy to welcome to the program somebody who is really instrumental in bringing this to fruition, and it is Jen Jackson. Nice to have you here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
It is great to be here. It's great for you to be here with us. So tell us a little bit about the challenges in bringing this together, given all the craziness that we've had for the last year or so.
Well, first of all, we are just so happy to be back open. We haven't had an auto show in 2 years, but yes, there's definitely some challenges. Mm-hmm. Certainly COVID is a challenge.
Sure.
And then the chip issue, the supply issue.
Right, right.
You know, I've joked, if you see a girl that is skipping around here with a giant smile, pointing at every car going, miracle, 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 that's me. And it truly is. I mean, if you have driven down the, you know, Independence Boulevard and looked at our dealers, you know, that their lots have suffered through all of this. Mm-hmm. And just like I was telling somebody, I went to go Thanksgiving shopping and I can't find cranberry sauce. I mean, the supply chain issue doesn't just affect our dealers. It affects everywhere. But it is pretty awesome that we have an entire show floor that is full of vehicles right now for the consumers to be able to experience.
And it's incredible because you've got something for everybody here, from exotics all the way to very, very basic models that'll certainly make your kids happy if they're going off to college or getting a first car. I mean, really, it's an incredible array of vehicles here.
Yes. So the best way I can describe what's happening here at the show and what our goal is we tell people this is the one time of year where you can come and experience all these vehicles all in one space, contrast and compare, and it's in a low pressure environment. Mm-hmm. So if you're in the market for a new vehicle, you're a car aficionado, I mean, this is it. This is the one time to do it, and especially now more than ever, this is the time to do it.
And in addition, you're doing drives as well, correct?
Yes, so we have some test drives going on. So Ford is doing test drives, Chevy's doing test drives, and for the first time ever, we have some EV test drives going on.
That's amazing.
That's very cool.
Look, you hear about EVs at every possible term. It's incredible to see just what in the last couple of years, how big they have gotten, how they've exploded on the scene. And, you know, it's a really good alternative and an option for pretty much everybody.
Absolutely. So we knew this was really important for our dealers and certainly important for the consumers to be able to experience electrification. So we built an area called Electric Avenue, which is brought to you by Duke Energy. Mm-hmm. And this is a great place for you to go and experience these electric vehicles, what's available, some of these vehicles in the market. And then Duke Energy has built this really cool EV garage where you can learn about how to charge your vehicle at home and how an EV might work for you and for your family. And then right there, you can sign up to go take one of those EVs for a test drive as well.
It's the first time you ride in an electric vehicle. It's a very interesting experience.
Oh, Brett, I have to tell you. So yesterday, I was helping to move some of these EVs, and I literally was having to YouTube and how to start and park some of these vehicles. I have to admit, I have no pride.
No, that's okay.
They're so technologically advanced and such beautiful cars and such amazing vehicles. And I tell you what, I mean, it is something else. All of these vehicles are like that, but when you really get in the EVs, there's something else.
They sure are. In fact, Pete Callender and I were talking earlier. I was kind of cross-talking with him on his show. These are very beautiful vehicles, too. There was a time when there was a lot of homogenous kind of a look, but there is something for everybody here, and these are really cool looking cars.
They really are. They're really beautiful, and you know, I think you're right. You would kind of walk from one space to another, and you're like, oh my gosh, they kind of all look the same. Mm-hmm. And really, you can walk. There's a pure distinction between each space that's happening here. The colors are so different.
Without a doubt.
And the feel, it's more of a feel when you walk from space to space of really starting to recognize the difference of what's happening between the different brands.
And you've got sedans, you've got hatchbacks, you've got SUVs, you've got pickups, you've got vans, I mean, service vans and things like that. I mean, so there's something for everybody. And the beautiful thing is these are all for sale, right? I mean, these are vehicles that are available. available
yes.
to the public.
Yeah, I mean, you can't buy them off the floor, obviously,
right.
We would love for you to come, find what you like, and then go back and visit one of your area dealers.
Right, which is a huge opportunity because you're walking one giant lot and you're getting a look at everything. And you know what's it's tricky? I notice people are taking pictures because they want to remember, oh, wait, I liked that one. Let me go back and look at that. And really incredible. When do you all have to start? Like, so we're going to get through this, right? We're going to have an amazing weekend and a celebration, and people are going to love being here. And then what? When do you start planning for the next one?
Like, well, I'm going to take a nap. I'm going to take a really long nap. I have a little glass of wine.
Very nice.
But after that, you know, we really start planning, honestly, almost immediately after.
Right, right.
You know, it is a long process. I sort of joke, it's like planning 24 weddings all at once on one day. It's so true.
That's incredible. That's incredible. Jen Jackson, it's just phenomenal. I'll give you a final word here in terms of the folks. I'm encouraging everybody to come on down here and check this out. It's an amazing auto show. It is so hands-on. People are having a blast. We're watching, you know, dozens and dozens and hundreds of people here on the floor. But your closing pitch on that.
Oh, well, again, we're just so happy to be here. So glad to be opening this back up. There's something for everybody.
Absolutely.
And it's great for the kids. Kids 12 and under are free. Kids love cars, too, just
gosh.
We do.
Absolutely.
I know so many people who grew up here. We've got wonderful things going on with the kids with the first responders. We have the Wienermobile here today and tomorrow. And, you know, we just would love to have you come down and enjoy this with us. And, again, watch for the girl who's smiling big and skipping down the aisle.
Great stuff. Appreciate you being here, my friend.
Thanks, Brett.
It's wonderful to have you here. I'm Brett Winterville, News Talk 1110, 99.3. WBT.